All right, so we're going to pick it up over here on Dalit. The other sugya was too complicated. Hayusa Gavoa Me'asher Mama, right? Okay, so we're up to this. So now you have another case. The Hayusa Gavoa Me'asher Mama, right? Go ahead, who wants to read today? Okay, so if it's higher than 20 amos, and they're a hutsin. I saw not the way you pronounce it. So what are the hutsin? They are what? Rashi?
Hutsin shoscha rashan hatluya.
I have to look it up. But anyway, so it means that what? You have schach, that is, you have the main schach, right? And then you have shoots that are hanging down, right? And their heads, they're just hanging, right? They're not part of the main structure of the schach. They're dangling down, right? Danglers. Go ahead. So now you got to measure, you got to figure out like this. So the Gemara is telling you, so the problem is you're starting out with the schach too high. But you have these hangers low enough, right? Whereas the main entity of your schach is the way you framed it out and laid the schach, that's over 20 amos. But when you pile on all the schach, you have branches, you have little sticks hanging in to lower than 20 amos. Right? Chaim? Got a picture of that in your head?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're a tall guy, so it's really good affect you. So now, you got to figure out like this. What is it going to say? If the amount of schach, if the amount of these shoots that are below 20 have more shade than sun, then the sukkah is kshera. Right? So Rashi explains, what does it mean it has more shade than sun? Means if you would have taken off, it's a hard, I don't know how you can do these tests, but you have to really have a good imagination. That if the schach above was removed, would these shoots produce enough shade? Right? In other words, they independently create more shade than sun. So then, if they do, it's kshera. Rashi.
Kshera de maninan esrim hen umata.
Because we'll count our esrim from them down.
Isn't it just a...
Okay, so this is the... Why is it good if you have a lot of schach that's lamala me'esrim ama? You still have schach. I mean, the first case is made sense. The ones that we're skipping, that you're raising up. We'll come back to it. Well, you're raising up the floor, right? You mevatel the stuff to the floor. So that's good because you're actually lowering the schach, right? But over here, all you get is you get some good schach lower than the bad schach, right? So why is it good?
That must be the top of the sukkah.
Right. So you have to remember that it's not a matter of the shear of esrim is measuring not the schach itself, right? It's measuring the cholol sukkah. Right? That's how the Gemara goes through an Erevin. That's how we conclude an Erevin. Seems like the Tosfos is a little is taking up a kasha from Havmina, but that's the way we conclude. It's cholol sukkah. It's the internal dimension of the sukkah can't be higher than 20. So the Gemara is saying as long as you're lowering down the internal, as long as you lower the part where you start the count, that's how Rashi puts it. As long as I can be monef from here down, then it's good. Right? It doesn't matter that there's more schach on the top, because it's not a matter of schach l'mala me'esrim. That's the psul. The psul is the dimension of the sukkah as defined by the schach. The dimension of the cholol sukkah as defined by where the schach starts. So as long as my schach starts here, it's good. Right? Oh, let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran goes, takes up this point a little bit, right? Yes, what does it mean? So the Ran has a powerful question. Go ahead.
Even if it's still a kosher.
Right, so it's a big problem. It's a big problem because it's a stira from Erevin. Okay, so the problem is in Erevin, the Gemara says that Miktsah has the question of Miktsah schach besoch esrim and Miktsah lamala me'esrim. Right? Like it has by the Korah. Because the Korah also has a shira. It has to be, can't be higher than 20 amos. And the Gemara has the same question by the Korah and by the schach. What if the Korah is higher than, let's say half the Korah is under 20, is within 20 and half of it is above 20. Is that a problem? And the schach too. What if some of the schach is besoch esrim and some of the schach is lamalam esrim? So the Gemara says it's fine. Even if the stuff that's lamata me'esrim is not enough to independently give it shade. Right? So in other words, right, let's say you have, Mike, you're good. You just have a little bit, let's say you just have a couple of, you have some of the schach coming down. Right? You got a big heap of schach. And let's say one thin layer of it is within 20. Now that thin layer, is if you would shear off all the schach above it, and just have that thin layer, it would not give you shade. It would not give you more shade than sun. Nonetheless, the Gemara says, that's called miksas besoch esrim and miksas lamala esrim, and it's good. So you see from the Gemara in Erevin, you don't need the schach lamata me'esrim to have its independent shame of to have an independent quality of tzeil. So how come over here the Gemara says you need the hutzin to have the quality of tzeil? Right? It's a stira. Strange answer. So the Ran says the difference is that these things that are just yordin, these little shoots that are hanging down, they're not considered like schach. They're not considered like schach. So therefore, if there's more sun than shade, we just negate them. It's like they're not there. But the case in Erevin was talking about real schach. Right? But the case over there was mikta schach. So that's chashuv. Yeah, so what does he mean? So what is his answer here? Well, what's the question in both cases, right? What's the question in both cases? The same question, right? The question is, where do we start counting the schach from? Where do we start counting from the schach? Right? We need to have less than 20 amos or 20 amos or less from the schach lamata. Right? But the question is, how do you count? Where do you start the count? Right? Where do you start to count? So that's what's bothering the Ran. If you're going to tell me in Erevin, it sounds like you just start from anything that is from the bottommost part of the schach. Right? But over here, whether it's a chamos or mumi silos or chamos, it doesn't make a difference. But over here, it's saying you only can count from an independent chefza of silos or mumi chamos. So what's the difference? Yeah. So he tries to throw it into what? Like chashuv and not chashuv, saying really you start from the bottom of the schach, no matter how feeble it is, no matter how small a portion of the schach that is. Why don't you count from those little hutzin? They're not schach. They're not called schach. Oh, but if they're tzilas merubi chamasa, okay, then they're schach. Right. But what's the difference? I mean, what's schach other than whatever you throw on top or whatever is tzilas meruchamosa? I mean, shouldn't just be whatever's thrown on, whatever's part of the stuff you throw on top, or should still be one of the other. What does it mean it's not chashuv? Yeah, so what do you want? And just to clarify the question, just to strengthen the question over here, when you say by the hutzin that it's tzilasa mu mechamoson, right? So what are we really saying at that point? We're saying it is part of the top. Right? We're not saying it's two separate parts. Because you can't have schach pasul on top of schach kasher. In other words, we're not saying when we're machshir the hutzin lamata, it's not that we're saying they're only their own thing. And we look at them independently. It is midin miktsas lamata and miktsas lamala. Because otherwise you'd have a problem with schach pasul on top of schach kasher.
What's
the
happening
here?
When you have schach kasher on top of schach kasher?
If you have schach pasul on top of schach kasher, it's no good.
Yeah, isn't schach kasher on top of schach kasher?
Why? That schach is lamala master mama. So it's only considered schach kasher because it's considered part of the hutzin, or the hutzin is considered part of it. That's what's bothering him. The only way this whole thing is kosher is because we consider the hutzim to be an extension of the schach on the top, and that's why you count all the schach from the hutzim. You're not just counting from the hutzim, you're counting all. What are you counting from the hutzim? You're counting everything from the hutzim. So if you're counting everything from the hutzim when there's tzilas and merubah chamosa, so then why can't you count everything from the hutzim even when it's chamosa and merubah tzilasa? Just like we do by Erevin. Right? I hear what you're saying. I mean, they're saying that the schach lamala master is not necessarily schach puzzle. It's true. That's a good question. That's the sukkah tacha sukkah gets into that whole problem. Is the schach lamala master have a din of schach puzzle or not? It's not so simple. Because the Gemara over there, that becomes a big question over there. Because the Gemara over there says, the problem with the sukkah lamala and lamata is that you're going to be mixing schach pasul from the top with schach kasher from the bottom. But okay, I think, but okay, you're saying it doesn't necessarily mean that it's all one thing. It's really all schach kasher. And now it's just a question of where is your schach?
Also, didn't Rashi say when you have...
But it does seem that it's still considered a case of mixtos. He's not saying it's not a case of mixtos and lamata, mixtos and lamala. He's just saying it's a different way of measuring, it's a different way of deciding if it's miktosim. He sounds like he's saying like this, saying, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. He's saying that over there in Erevin, you have schach that has its own shame, that structurally is one unit. Right? It's all part of the might, it's all part of the asiya of the schach. You lay down a thick layer of schach. So that on its own, like you're saying, that integrally is one unit, right? So then you'll say, where does the sukkah start? Where's the top of the sukkah? At the bottom of the chefetz of schach, right? So it doesn't matter that if the schach that's below. It doesn't matter if the schach that's below has more shade or more sun, right? Because it's not a matter of, it's just a matter of measuring to the bottom of that schach. Because my entity of schach is defined as one chefza from the asiya. I made this one unit of schach. I don't need all my schach. There's no psul of schach lamala ma'asrim. The psul is that the cholol of the sukkah has to be less than lamala ma'asrim. So the cholol of the sukkah goes up to the bottom of the schach, right? But it's considered schach because of the asiya. That's what he means by his choshuv. He says, but the hutzin are just an accidental phenomenon. They're not really considered part of the chefza of the asiya saschach. They're just lamaisa happen to be hanging there. So that says in order for them to be considered part of the chefs of schach, they have to actually share the same quality as the schach. They're only going to be considered part of the sichuch of this sukkah if they have their own chashivas. If they have their own chashivas in terms of function. And so he's saying it all has to be that in order to count from the hutzin, they have to be chashiv. In order to count from the bottom, you count from the bottom of the of your entity, of the entity of schach. But he's saying there's two, and that's certain chashivas, but he's saying there's two types of chashivas. There's a chashivas that's defined through the asiya, because my the construction itself defined this all as one entity. Or there's a chashivas in terms of function, that it actually extends the very same function as what it's coming from. So then it'll be like an extension of it in terms of its function. But if it's not an extension of it in terms of its function, and it's not part of the Ikar Asiyah, then it's batal. Right? You're only not batal because something is chashuv. Right? In halacha, you have to earn your right to exist. If you're not earning your right to exist, you're batal. So you have to be chashuv. Either chashuv through the Asiyah, because it's a part of the very binyan, and the roof is, the schach is an element of binyan. It's the ohel of it's the ohel. So whatever is part of that structure is chashuv. Or that which actually has the quality that we're looking for has a chashivas. But the hutzin that don't create shade are just like the fringes of a beged. They're just inconsequential. Need to be snipped. So is what they really need to be, right? They're bottom alev. So that's what he's saying. He's right. He's not saying that you go down. Right. He's explaining from Erevin. It's only because it's chashuv. Yeah. What I mean by part, not part of the asiyah means that's not the hoots in Yordan Lamata means that it's just like Michael said. It's just an outgrowth of the ikar asiyah that I did. The Ikar Asiyah that I did had a certain side effect that I couldn't contain all of the things. But that wasn't, in terms of my plan, the plan isn't, the blueprint doesn't have schach and hutzin lirud and lamata. The Asiyah was to the I think one of the other Rishonim has there's a certain platform, and that's really where you're considering your roof at. And then this is just in terms of the materials; they don't all behave exactly in the way they're designed, the according to the plan. So it's really just in your even in your asiyah. It's not part of what you were trying to make. You weren't trying to make hutzin. Hutzin just came because the what you were doing had a certain amount of misbehavior.
So it's not part of the
chafzan. It's not part of the entity of the roof. It's not part of the roofing.
I just understand why you're putting in terms of the asiyah, not the
chafzan. Because that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it can either be part of this chafzan of schach in one of two ways. Either part of this chafzan of schach because my maisa defined one big entity of schach. I laid down a big heap of schach. I have my walls. I have my cross beams over the walls. And that area is where I consider to be my schach. Everything on that is considered to be part of the asiyah of the schach. I place the schach on those supports. So as long as that support was a little bit under 20, that's fine. Because all of that is one unified entity. Like Yehuda was saying. Just looking at it in terms of a cheftza, you see that that was the entity that was made as the schach. So now my schach is from my schach lamata is 20 or below, 20 or less. But if I throw on the stuff and there are branches, stray branches hanging here and there, you don't say that's considered an extension, that's considered just an imperfection in my laying of the schach. But the reason why I call it asiyah, as opposed to cheftza, is because I'm saying what the chefza is goes by what I'm defining my action, what type of action I'm doing. If I was an artist and that was the look I was going for, so then my asiyah would be including those things. But that's not what my asiyah is including. My asiyah is including a roof. And my intention was to make it over here. Things are yored in lamata, so that's bottled to my asiyah. It's not part of my asiyah. It's just an imperfection in my asiyah. So that's not called the chefza that I created. Unless it has the quality itself. Right? All right, let's go a little further. Let's take the next case, and then we'll be set up for the grizz for next week. Okay, go ahead.
I said to go a sarat spot and it's in Jordan itself, a sarat.
So now let's say you have we're dealing with the sukkah that's too high. Now we're dealing with a sukkah that's just right. Right? That's a minimum. It's a minimum shear. So you have a sukkah at a minimum shear of ten tefachim. And you have the hutzin again inside lamata meyud, right? So Abai thought he would make a simple extrapolation, right? What was his idea? So he thought like this, just like by when I need to lower the shear of my sukkah, it's not considered lowered. If it's chamosam rub mitzilosam, so when I don't want to lower my sukkah, it's also not considered lowered. When it's chamosam rub mitzilosam, in other words, just like the Ran said, those hutzin yardin lamata that don't have the quality of tzel on their own are just bottle. So since they were bottle and didn't function to be machshir my sukkah when it was lamal me'asrim, they'll be bottle and they won't function to pasul my sukkah. When it's at Asar Tzvachim, right? That's what Rashi explains. Go ahead, so Rav. Yeah. So Rava said, that's not true, that's a Diras Rucha. He says, no, it's a Diras Rucha. And you can't live in a Diras Rucha. Can't live in a Diras Rucha. Yes, what does Iran say? Explains a little bit. Yes, so the Ran's trying to work out what was Abaye thinking and what did Rava respond. So what's he saying? He's saying it's not that Abaye held you that less than 10 is good. Abaye, of course Abaye agrees that a sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim is no good. Right? So if it was like the case in Erevin where it's mixas lamata me'asara, it would definitely be no good. But he thought like this. He thought that those hutzin are commandalei seidami. He thought as long as chamosam merub misilosam, it's commandalei seidami. So therefore, your shear is 10. You have a shear of a cholol 10. And Rava said, that's wrong. Why afilu hachi dira sruchi? What? What's afilu hachi? I mean, he agrees you don't count it as less than 10. Sounds like. Right? You don't count it as less than 10 in terms of shear, but it's a different problem. It's an inferior dira.
Even though you don't count it having it this way.
Even though you don't count it in terms of shear sukkah, it interferes with dira sukkah. Yeah. All right, so the Griz goes into this problem, because the Rambam, the Griz says, if you look at the, take a look, I guess you have time over Yantar if you want to take a look. But it's, he says that there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim on this case. Because the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh, they paskin that if you have Hutzin Yordan Lamato, the Sukkah is Psula. And the Rambam just says you should be careful that you don't have hutzin. He never says it's a puzzle.
Lamal
mas, yeah. He just says when you make the sukkah, Make sure you should be careful not to have hutzin. So he wants to try to define the machlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, whether hutzin yardin l'mata is a psul or just a din l'chatchila. Is it really ma'akev in the whole shame sukkah, or is it just some sort of a l'chatchila? But b'di'evit is good. Okay, but in order to get through it, you got to go. You got to take a look. There's one other case you got to take a look at, and I mean, you know, if you have, it's a good idea if you could do it over Yontif. So when we get to next week, we can get, you know, into the grizz quicker. Is the case later on of where you make a sukkah al kore hamito? Someone makes a sukkah on a bed. He uses the bed as part of his support for his sukkah. Okay, so there's a machlokas over there. Whether that's good or not. That is on Chaf Aleph on the Beis. The Mishnah on Chaf Aleph on the Beis. Okay? Just take a look at that case. And the Tosus quotes the Yerushalmi. Alright? What's that? Chaf Aleph on the Beis. It's a short Mishnah. Very short piece of Gemara. And but Tosis quotes an important Yerushalmi for the grizz, and then it'll be good. It's good. He goes through interesting. I think it sums up a lot of what we were saying. I think we mechaven somewhat to what he's saying over there. I'll have to see. All right. Okay, thanks. So.